I'm Tom King, a resident of Belfast. First off, I'd like to thank Wayne Marshall for the work he did. That was incredible. He stood up here for an hour without any notes. Of course, he had his props and spit off the top of his head a lot of information. He knew what he was talking about. And so I really appreciate what Wayne did. I grew salmon for 25 years at Craig Brook National Fish Hatchery. So I have a little knowledge about what the salmon experience is. However, at Craig Brook, we were working on restoration and recovery programs, not an aquaculture farm where you're really cranking it out. But I think, you know, when you look at this Norwegian company, you're looking at, like the gentleman said before, somebody that has got their head together with the environment. Every year, an environmental performance index is done on countries around the world. Norway is number 10. They also have a facility in Denmark. Denmark is number 12. The U.S., number 33. And with this administration, I think we're going farther down the list. Okay? So, you know, the Little River is great, and I worked with Skip on the trails and the bridges like a lot of people have. And, you know, it's a beautiful little chunk of woods. But guess what? Maine is 92% forested. You know, 40 acres here may not be a big issue. And if people think the Little River Dam is beautiful, I think it would be better if the dam was ripped out and we let diadromous fish return up the river the way they once did, like the lady was just talking about before me. Those are the things that we need to be considering as far as I'm concerned. The big thing here is, of course, the land-based culture or facility with the amount. The amount is a huge thing. The water that's going to take is going to be phenomenal, and they are going to use a research system. They're going to use, more likely than not, you know, micro-screen filters to take out the debris. They're going to UV the water. They're going to then vacuum degas it. Then they're going to oxygen inject it. This way you have total control over the water. People that are worried about disease and disease with this shouldn't have a concern. This is one way you have total control over your product. If you look at the aquaculture in the pens, they're open to everything. And that's why there is a lot of rabid disease in the pens. It's a big amount of fish. And they're big buildings, there's no doubt.
That was 3 minutes.
You cannot... 3 minutes?
Thank you.